I'm a living creature, and they did mention a test case and then apologizing after 14 years. It's not, I haven't accepted it yet.
What would you want him to say at this point, Seema? You know, he's giving his evidence today, and as he said, he apologises for the substantial upset that has been caused to you and your family. What would you want to hear from him, do you think?
Do you know, like, all the people who's appearing in the inquiry, I asked them, like, please just accept, like, everybody lied enough. So at least for a change, can they come in and tell all truth, nothing but truth? That's what we need. Yeah, okay, they're apologizing now, but they missed so many chances before. We had a GLO, we had my conviction overturned. Nobody came that time to apologize. And now they just suddenly realize that when they have to appear in public inquiry, that they have to apologize.
And Seema, he talks about sort of looking through the lens now in 2024, but in 2010, it was very public that there were all these issues with Horizon, they thought that you guys were stealing from them, which I guess is why he used that word brilliant when you were convicted. I mean, how does it make you feel now after all these years and after all that you have been through that at that time they were so convinced of your guilt and your wrongdoing?
It made me more and more angry. But yeah, they didn't knew that, you know, there's issue and all that. They're still covering up and all that. I heard that my case has been used as a test case before, but hearing it again and again, it is annoying. It makes me more and more angry, to be honest.
Have you had your full compensation at this stage, Seema? Are you still going through that process?
No, still going through a process, still waiting for my full and final.
What's the hold-up at the moment? Are you being told as to why it's still not fully coming to you? I mean, you're obviously were featured in the drama. You're mentioned in today's evidence. Now they know who you are. They know the situation. They know the wrong that was done to you. Are you being told why it's still not coming through?
I don't know. I received some interim payments, but no, still waiting for full and final compensation. How about her? Don't know what is the hold.
Seema, take us back, if you can, to what it was like at that time when you were having to fight against the post office, knowing that the software was faulty, as we know now, and yet you were still being pursued, taken through all of that, to the point where you were convicted while pregnant and sent to prison. What was happening within the family? Give us a sense of that period in your life.
I was very naive. I thought, like, you know, it will be all fine, you know, why would I be sent to the prison for the crime I never committed? It was all okay. I thought, I will get justice. It's only on November, on my eldest and 10th birthday, and being 8 weeks pregnant, when the judge came back with the verdict, imprisonment, that's when I lost it completely. And before that, when the jury came back with the verdict guilty, I was thinking, oh my God, did they even understood the case as well? But I still had a faith in the system that, you know, the judiciary, the law system, I will get justice. But it was a horrible, horrible time. You know, I've been waiting for my second pregnancy for nearly 8 years. And then news came when I was going through trial. And we couldn't even celebrate because we had a trial hanging on our head. It was really bad. I'm okay to fight and all that, but like the sentencing bit, the imprisonment, the 4 months away from a family, that was the most horrible. Still give me nightmares.
I'm really sorry to hear that, Seema. And of course, the justice that you're still seeking is still evading you. What do you think was going on in the post office, apart from the dodgy software? What do you think was going on at the time when they were pursuing people like you? And I mean, your circumstance, I guess, is quite unique. A pregnant mother going through this situation. There can't have been many people in the situation like you who were having to deal with Horizon software. What do you think was happening it sort of behind the scenes as these people were pursuing you?
It shows that they don't care, to be honest. All they wanted to save the name of Horizon. That's all it was. It's just like probably what cover up they're trying to do. We'll come to know soon, hopefully. But they didn't know if they separating mother from the small child, and the people are committing suicide. They didn't care at all. So sometimes even think they is like a human we're dealing with or what, but. It's a huge, massive, massive cover-up, as we all know. It's a scandal within scandal. That's why we need, you know, like, hoping, like, through the inquiry, it will all come in clearly, and each and every person will get proper justice.
And that's my final question then, Seema. What does proper justice look like? Wynne Williams has made it clear that this is not a court of law, this inquiry. Would you like there to be criminal prosecutions for those that had done wrong?
Of course, definitely. We knew that there's a government cover-up as well when the Horizon came up. Huh? Each and every single person who was responsible for the scandal, either like a government, post office, for just a royal man, we need to put them behind the bars. They've got a lot to answer. Full and final compensation from each and every victim and a proper accountability. When we have proper accountability, that might help us to put our mind to rest. But that need to be, though, we need to show the law is equal for everybody.